This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
If you love Ute Zone, then love Fletcher's World, one of the awesome regular shows on ORFM. Listen as Fletcher brings you music, chat, and segments like you've never heard before. Kia ora everyone and welcome to Fletcher's World Season 5, one of Youth Zone's awesome regular shows. My name's Fletcher Tilliard and I'm a Year 12 student at John McGlashan College. I love bringing my show Fletcher's World to you, and now you can go and catch my show fortnightly on Fridays at 4:30pm live on ORFM, or you can download my podcast and listen to it whenever you feel like it. However, this week's show is my final show of the year that has been 2025. That's right, it is this show today is my Fletcher's World's Christmas special. So strap in, so get ready and strap in for some festive cheer. This week we start again with our awesome music segment, Fletcher's Mixtape, which is where I choose a song, I then unpack it a little, and then we listen to the song. This week, since this week's show is the Christmas special, we're focusing on something that's a little Christmas related, so stay tuned. And then we have my exciting guest segments, The Rust Report with Jack Divers, who is a Year 13 student here at McGlashan. Today, Jack and I are going to be chatting about all things Christmas movies, and we'll also rank our top 10 favourite Christmas movies as well. I'll then be moving on to my Christmas story, where I'll be taking on a couple of scenes from the iconic Christmas movie, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And then my final segment will be Dunedin Drift, which is a fab one for locals or tourists or both, with some suggestions for cool Dunedin hangouts. Last time, I talked about an iconic landmark of Auckland, the Dunedin Public Art Gallery. But this week for Dunedin Drift, we're going to be focusing on something that's a little Christmassy. I wonder what it might be. And now for my 21st and final exciting show for 2025, let's get into it. Welcome back to Fletcher's Mixtape, which is where I choose a song, I do some research on the background of the song, and then we unpack it a bit before listening to the song. And now, for this week's edition of Mixtape, we're getting a little festive. But forget all the gentle carols and sleigh bells, we're plugging in the Christmas lights and cranking up the amplifier. Now, this isn't your grandma's usual silent night. This is a gritty, bluesy rock and roll Christmas, and it comes from the big man himself. We're talking about Kurt Russell as Santa Claus, with Santa Claus is Back in Town. Now, the story of the track is just extremely brilliant. This song, of course, was originally a 1957 blues rocker by the one and only Elvis Presley. It was already one of the coolest, most swagger-filled Christmas songs ever recorded. But this version, this one, was created for the 2018 Netflix movie The Christmas Chronicles. And it's not just a song on the soundtrack. It's an entire show-stopping musical number that happens in a prison cell. That's right, Santa, who's played to perfection by Kurt Russell, gets arrested by Chicago police. To prove that who he is and spark some Christmas spirit, he stages an impromptu jailhouse rock concert. He grabs a guitar, and the other mates become his backing band, including one jailmate on spoons, and he just tears the place down. But what makes the song so special is Kurt Russell's performance. He doesn't just sings the song, he owns it. He's got the shades, the attitude, and he perfectly channels that Elvis rockabilly swagger. Now, this isn't the usual jolly ho 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 Santa that a lot of us are used to. This is a Santa who's cool, a little bit dangerous, and knows how to command a room. This scene and this song is single-handedly redefined Santa for an entire new generation. It's pure charisma. Now, remember, this isn't just a Christmas song. It's a character-defining, show-stopping, and blues rock explosion. And now, with that all in mind, let's turn it up and get ready to listen. This is Kurt Russell from the Christmas Chronicles, Santa Claus is Back in Town.
Now, ladies, let's get this party started. No sleigh with reindeer, no sack on my back. You gonna see me coming in a big black Cadillac. Oh, it's Christmas time, pretty baby, and the snow is falling on the ground. Will you be a real good little baby? Santa Claus is back in town. Talk to me, lady.
Did you enjoy that, Jack?
Yes, for sure.
What did you like most about that different Christmas track, Santa Claus is Back in Town, Jack?
Blues a bit.
Yeah, it was quite blues sounding. A cool new Christmas track. Well, everybody, that's all for Fletcher's Mixtape for this year. But, however, what cool new tracks will I be bringing to you next year? I wonder. And now, welcome back to the Rusty Report with Jack Divers. Today is a special one, as we are going all Christmas-themed with a very important countdown, our top 10 favourite Christmas movies of all time, as voted by the Fletcher's Woods team, including myself, Jack, Miss Fred, and Miss Tolson. Alright then, here we go. Kia ora, Jack.
Kia ora, Fisher.
Now, Jack, do you like Christmas movies?
Yes.
What do you like the most about them?
Entertaining.
That's right, Jack. They are very entertaining. Okay, but let's get into the countdown. So we're counting down the top 10 favourite Christmas movies today that have been voted on by us. So do you think that we will be in agreement, Jack?
No.
Oh dear, well, this will be interesting then. Take us away with our countdown, Jack.
Starting off at number 10.
Number 10 is The Santa Claus.
9.
At number 9, we have Die Hard.
8.
At number 8, we have Love Actually.
7.
At number 7, we have A Charlie Brown Christmas.
6.
At number 6, we have How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
5.
At number 5, we have Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
4.
At number 4, we have The Polar Express.
3.
At number 3, we have Elf.
2.
At number 2, we have The Family Stone.
1.
And at number 1, at first place, and our favourite Christmas film of all time, drum roll please, Jack. Home Alone 1.
Good choice.
Thank you very much for everything this year, Jack. And as you may know, this is your final segment signing off here on Fletcher's World. I really am going to miss the Real Report next year, and I really am going to miss chatting with you about a whole lot of different topics. All the best for next year and beyond. Ka kite, Jack. And now for my next segment for my Christmas special, we're going to be doing a special Christmas story taking on a movie that is very familiar to a lot of people. Today, we're taking on a modern holiday classic, the story of a poo-hating cynic, a mountain of garbage, and a very small heart. This is, of course, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Highlights Edition. Miss Fred will be reading all the character names while I voice all of them.
Narrator.
Every who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot. But however, Grinch, who lived just up north of Whoville, did not.
Grinch.
Oh, the noise, the singing, the joy. It's unbearable. Max, fetch me my tranquilizer.
Narrator.
But this year, one small who, Cindy Lou, felt that something wasn't right.
Cindy Lou.
Daddy, I just don't understand. Why does everyone talk about the Grinch like he's not a person?
Lou, nervously.
Honey, he's just not that Christmassy.
Cindy Lou.
But why?
Narrator.
To find out, Cindy Lou does the unthinkable. She climbs Mount Crumpet.
Grinch.
You are mean one!
The echo replies.
You are mean one! Oh, that's a good one.
Grinch.
Who's there?
Cindy Lou.
Mr. Grinch? My name's Cindy Lou Who.
Grinch.
A who? Here? Oh, the humanity! Get out!
Cindy Lou.
Hi, Mr. Grinch. I just wanted to invite you to be the holiday cheermeister.
Grinch.
Cheermeister? Me?
Suddenly serious and suspicious.
Is this a trick?
Narrator.
The Grinch is eventually convinced. However, his old rival, Mia Mayhu, hasn't forgotten about their past.
Mia Mayhu, into a microphone.
And remember when he was a little boy, he gave Martha May a gift that he'd made himself.
Mia Mayhu.
But he was so different. He's so ugly, I said. You don't have the chance with her. You're 8 years old and you have a beard.
Kid Grinch.
I hate Christmas. I hate all of you.
Grinch, on microphone, trembling with rage.
And you!
He points at the mayor.
You shamed me! They gave me a razor!
Mayor Mayhu, smugly.
It was funny, Mr. Grinch.
Grinch, maniacal laughing.
Funny! Funny! You want to know what happens to gifts? They come to me! in the garbage, in the garbage. I am the Grinch who stole.
He stops, an idea forming.
Who stole?
Narrator.
Humiliated, the Grinch races back to his lair.
Grinch to himself.
It's not me, it's them! They have to be stopped. All of it singing, all of it feasting. But how?
Grinch, eyes widen.
I know just what to do.
With his coat and his hat, I look just like Saint Nick. Ho, ho, ho!
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
You're as cuddly as a cactus and as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
Just face the music, you're a monster, Mr. Grinch, yes you are. You got Gallagher's soul, Mr. Grinch.
I wouldn't touch you with a
39 and a half foot
narrator.
And then the Grinch had an idea. An awful idea.
Grinch.
If I can't find a reindeer, I'll make myself one instead. Max!
Narrator.
Dressed as a crude Santa, the Grinch slunked into Whoville and took everything. The presents, the stockings, and even the last can of Who Hash.
Cindy Lou, sleepy.
Santa Claus?
Grinch, he freezes, puts on a fake voice.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Hello, little girl.
Cindy Lou.
Santa, what are you doing with our tree?
Grinch, sounding strained.
We're a light on this tree that won't light on its side. So I'm taking it back to the workshop and I'll...
He shoves the tree up the chimney.
I'll fix it up there.
Narrator.
The Grinch then gets to the top of Mount Crumpet with the sleigh overloaded, ready to dump it all down the cliff.
Grinch, breathing hard.
It's beautiful.
He puts his ear to the ground.
And here it comes, all the boo-hooing.
Narrator. Grinch with his eyes wide.
They're singing. They're singing! Without the presents. Without the trappings.
Narrator.
The Grinch stands puzzled as the sun rises.
Grinch.
Maybe. Maybe Christmas.
He clutches his chest.
Doesn't come from a store.
Grinch.
Maybe Christmas, perhaps. Means a little bit more.
Narrator.
And what happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say that the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day.
Grinch, gasping, full of emotion.
Max! The sleigh!
He looks down.
Cindy!
Cindy Lou.
Mr. Grinch!
The Grinch with tears in his eyes.
I've got to save him!
Narrator.
The Grinch's newfound strength saves the sleigh. He then returns to Whoville and gives back the gifts and is finally welcomed.
Narrator.
And he himself, the Grinch, carved the roast beast.
Grinch, quietly to Cindy.
Merry Christmas, Cindy Lou.
And now for another exciting installment of Dunedin Drift, where I'll be taking a quick look at some cool spots to check out in and around Otipoti, Dunedin. Today we're going to be focusing on one of the city's most beloved and most iconic annual traditions. That's right, we're going to be talking about the Dunedin Santa Parade. The parade in its modern form was revived in 1998 by the Dunedin Santa Parade Trust, and it was the first time in several years that Dunedin had seen a major Santa Parade. However, the event wasn't always this giant spectacle that it is today, as the Trust had originally started with just a handful of borrowed floats and a lot of goodwill, and then it grew to include more and more community groups before starting to build its own floats in the early 2000s, eventually building up a massive collection stored in its own dedicated Santa's Den workshop, until it became the huge procession that travels down George Street and into the Octagon. Over the years, the parade has held a strong collection of classic and modern floats, community groups and performers, from the likes of cartoon characters, storybook favourites, marching bands, cultural groups, and of course, Santa himself. And also, the Dunedin Santa Parade is the largest free community event in Otago, and it's run entirely by that non-for-profit charitable trust. Now, for those that don't know, this means it's a massive logistical effort coordinated entirely by volunteers, not a council or commercial event. Join us again on Dunedin Drift, where we uncover the stories behind the places that make our city special. Stay tuned for my next installment, but where will I go off to next? Welp, that is my 21st and final show on Fletcher's World for 2025. I hope you enjoyed this week's show. First up today, I had a Christmas banger for Fletcher's mixtape as we went with Kurt Russell with Santa Claus Is Back in Town, and then we went on to the final Rust Report with Jack Divers, and this week we chatted about all things Christmas movies and even ranked our top 10 of our favourite ones as well. And then it was on to the Christmas story, where we took on some scenes from the iconic Christmas movie, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, And then, finally on Dunedin Drift for this week, I focused on something a little bit Christmassy that happens here in Otipoti, which is, of course, the Dunedin Santa Parade. Have a wonderful Christmas, everyone, and a happy new year. And I look forward to seeing you next time on Fletcher's World. Ka kite ono, and I'll see you later. Bye!
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.